We are seeing the disregard for the UN Charter. We are seeing equally profoundly an erosion of the norms, the conventions, and the trust that has been built up over 80 years. And in 1945, there was a dominant power with an expansive sense of enlightened self-interest to want to oversee the building of a new order, Bretton Woods, the United Nations, and so on. We don't have either of those conditions in place. It will be tempting to think, therefore, that things have to get worse before they can get better, before we can rebuild. But unfortunately, the danger with that is that things may not just get worse, but you might have self-reinforcing decline, a self-reinforcing decline into disorder. So that is too dangerous a path. We have to bend the trajectory and not see how things play out in the hope that when things get more damaging, the world wakes up and we start building a new world order. It has to start with strengthening relations at home between people from different socioeconomic status, circumstances, and people who provide different contributions to prosperity. Start with where people are. Start with their hopes and their fears. And what most people want is a secure job, a good job, and one where they have the dignity of knowing that they're contributing.